The trading station was now in complete solitude. For the first time, Kayatz and Carlier experienced the great silence of the surrounding wilderness, its hopelessness and savagery. They felt it was creeping inside them too. Weeks and months passed. The steamer was late. Gabila's people drummed and yelled at every new moon, but kept away from the station. Makola and Carlier tried to restore communications once, but they received a shower of arrows and had to fly back to the station. Their provisions were almost finished. Carlier went fishing, but the river was low, and he never caught anything. There was no game in the impenetrable forest, and anyway, they dared not go far from the station. Once, they shot a hippo, but they had no boat to secure it, and it sank. Its carcass flowed down the river, and Gubilla's men took it. It was the occasion for a national holiday. Carlier had a fit of rage and talked about the necessity of exterminating all the niggers before the country could be made habitable.